Welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudeli Wickham Ashby. And today I am talking with my friend Neil Dowden from Prison Fellowship Barbados. You would have heard him previously on this program talking about the work of the Prison Fellowship. And today he is joined by Dr. Anne Corbin, one of the helpers, volunteers, workers with the Prison Fellowship as they seek to do much more to not only help the incarcerated, but the families of those persons who have been incarcerated. So welcome to the program, Dr. Corbin and Mr. Dowden.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so Neil, let's start by talking about the Prison Fellowship of Barbados, because some people may not have heard you previously. So just explain briefly, what is Prison Fellowship Barbados?
Prison Fellowship Barbados is an organization that's been around for more than 40 years. We're affiliated to Prison Fellowship International, which has its headquarters in the United States of America. Prison Fellowship seeks to work closely with the inmates, the prison service, as well as the families of the inmates, and even reach out to those that would have been hurt by whatever actions the inmates would have done. We have several programs that we run to assist both inmates and their children. One of the programs that we do is a restorative justice program where we try to work with the inmates as well as the affected party so that we could bring some kind of closure, etc. We also work closely with the families, because you know that in Barbados, when people go to prison, when they come out, 95% of the times, the families don't accept them. So we're here to bridge those gaps, as well as speak to employers to try to get employment for these guys when they come out of DODS. We also have our soup kitchen, which is born to help the inmates to get something to eat, because years ago, a lot of inmates used to return to prison because they were hungry and they committed a crime just to get something to eat. So out of that, for the last nearly 2 years now, we have been running a soup kitchen Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and we provide food for over 100 plus, not only ex-inmates, but anyone that's hungry around the area. We work with families in the neighborhood, etc. We also just completed our back-to-school program, where we would have helped over 500 children, giving them $100 voucher to either go to Abeds or Uniforms Unlimited, or we try to help with shoes as well as petty fees and books. We're just closing that. Matter of fact, we still have a few people struggling in to get a uniform because, you know, the government has given them some time out. So that's completing. And the next project that we are about to have, which we were talking about, is the Angel Tree program, which is the one we do at Christmas, where we provide gifts and food vouchers for the children of inmates, because we want them to celebrate. Not because your father or mother is incarcerated means that you must not have a good Christmas. It's not the kids' fault or what the parents have done, so they should be punished. That's our view. They shouldn't be punished for what the parents did. So on that note, for the last over 30 or 40 years, we've been doing the Angel Tree program, where we provide gifts, and then we started to provide gifts and food hampers for the children. I know I've said a mouthful, so I'll just keep quiet now.
That's okay. We're getting to learn a bit more about the Prison Fellowship Barbados. So, Dr. Corbin, how did you become involved with the Prison Fellowship?
Well, I've only really become involved just over a year, because one of the inmates that came out, he is a member of our church, and he introduced us to the Prison Fellowship. And we came here, my husband and I came here last Easter, and we have not left. We just love it here at where we are in Carrington Village, here at the old Carrington Primary School. It's a wonderful place. Neil here is in charge. This is, I want to emphasize that I was really touched by the volunteers that come here. I mean, everything is done here just in faith, because there's no excess money flowing in and anything like that, you know. We have to feed people three times a week. It's done on a complete volunteer basis, you know. We have managed to network some business houses, and they have volunteered food. So we also provide meals on bank holidays. That, again, is managed by a business house in town. So I've been able to become involved in helping to raise funds and to be able to help Neil, Mr. Dowding network to try to just keep the program going.
Excellent. Now, I'm going to ask a question that I have been asked after the airing of the last program, Neil, where persons say, but, you know, you have an organization fighting on behalf of the inmates. What about the victims and their families? How do you respond to a question like that, where persons may have the feeling that more rights are being given or promoted around the inmates versus the rights of the victims?
Like I said, we try to help by speaking to some of the victims, but part of how we look at it is when somebody commits a crime, they go to prison. Technically, they've paid for that crime. And what has been happening in Barbados over the years is that because we're such a small society, these guys have been stigmatized because of a crime. I might have committed a crime when I was 18 years old, and because it's on my record and my police service character has it, I'm paying for it well over when I'm a grandparent. So we're not condoning what has happened. We're not trying to minimize the effect of crime on the victim, but what we're trying to do is to sort of be the stopgap, let these guys know that you don't have to go the way of crime to make a living or to survive. And while people only place emphasis on the inmates, a lot of our emphasis are placed on the children of those inmates. Because when a guy goes to prison or a woman goes to prison, the whole family is stigmatized. Whether we like it or not, it ends up to grandparents or single mothers raising five, as we saw in our back to school drive. We had mothers coming here with six children and the father's in prison. How does she provide for those children? Should the children continue to pay for something that the father did years ago? And then we want to let these children know as well that there is a better way. Crime is not the only way, because they already started with a minus because my father's committed a crime. So I'm less important to society because my father's a criminal. So what we're trying to show them is that there's a group of people out there that's trying to help you, point you in the right direction, and give you the tools and equipment so that you don't follow the way of your parent. And with the guys that come out of prison, we try to provide work, etc., so they don't commit crime. So even though we might not do a lot for the victims, we're also protecting future victims and trying to make sure there's not more victims in the future.
Okay. Now, I know you're talking about your upcoming Angel Tree program. Give us a bit of background to the Angel Tree program.
Well, the Angel Tree program was started in America by the founder of Prison Fellowship Daughter. Chuck Colson was the one that founded Prison Fellowship International. And his daughter, recognizing that while her father was in prison, she didn't get anything for Christmas. And when she looked at the population of the prison, she realized that there were thousands of children like herself. So when she got older, she started the Angel Tree program, where she went about soliciting gifts to help the inmates' children. What we do here is the same thing. We get a list of the names of children from the prison, names, age of the children, as well as the guardian that's out here. They send that list to us. We have little angels that we cut out, and we ask corporate Barbados to assist us in buying a gift for, let's say, a boy 7 years old. Because of data protection, we won't put a children's name and we don't want them to be embarrassed. So we put a reference number. So when you purchase that gift and you bring it back to Prison Fellowship, what we do is take off the angel, put the name of that child on the gift, and give it to the child as from their father or their mother who's incarcerated. People ask why we do that. The reason why we do that, we still want to keep a bond between the children and their fathers or mothers while they're in prison. Because we've seen a lot of families, when the fathers come out, the children don't want them to do with the fathers, etc. 4 or 5 years ago, we got permission from the prison authorities and the attorney general to take the children into the prison and let their fathers give them the gift. They would have a meal with their parents, etc. And we found that it was really eye-opening experience. There was one father in there who was sentenced to life in prison before his child was born. And the first time he saw the child was when we took the child in, and the child was over 15 years old. So even though you might not spare thought for the father, spare thought for the child who's seen his father for the first time at age 15. So every year, the angel tree continues to get bigger. Over the pandemic season, we weren't able to take the children into the prison, but what we did is that we had a Christmas party on the garrison, and we had tablets, and they were able to speak to their fathers on Zoom. So that's a very, very brief history of the angel tree and what it entails.
Okay. I would have to say to both you, Neil, and Dr. Corbin, that this had to be a very transformative experience, not only for the child, but also for the father, because seeing your child coming into the prison and having a conversation with you, and sometimes the conversation may be stilted because you have not been in communication for years or months. So I think that that would have, you know, have opened up a lot of emotional feelings, a lot of feelings for both parties. And I hope that it will work more positively than negatively.
And just to add that the prison authorities use the Christmas angel tree program. So if the guys don't behave during the year, they're not allowed to see their children.
Oh, okay.
So it helps them to behave as well in prison. Because only the ones with good records are allowed to see their children.
Okay.
So if they want to see their children, of course, they will adjust their behavior to suit. So it's also used as a disciplinary tool in the prison.
Okay. All right. So explain to me then, how do you work the Angel Tree program? What is required from your end as prison fellowship? And do you reach out to business places, to volunteers, to individuals? How does it really work? How do you get these gifts?
Well, because we've done it over the years, we've got a lot of companies and corporations that generally take angels from us every year. Like I said, this year, we're aiming to provide gifts for 1,000 children. So we've got 1,000 angels. And what we're asking, because we know that because of how the situation with the economy, etc., but we're asking members of the public, corporate barbers, to find it in your heart that if you take about whatever amount of angels for your staff who are willing to participate, and then they buy a gift, it will make the situation much easier, because then everybody's participating in trying to help these children. So we have 1,000 angels asking corporate barbers to get in contact with us, say, well, can I have 10 angels, 20 angels? And then at the end of the first week in December, we would like these gifts to be returned so that we can see where we have shortfalls or where we can help the children. Yeah. We are going to be writing to corporate Barbados and asking for help as well.
Okay. So, Dr. Corbin, you will have full responsibility for this particular program. What does the angel look like? Does it have a name? Does it have on an age? Does it have a picture? What does the angel look like?
Okay, the angel literally looks like an angel. We have to be very grateful to Toshiba Coffee Center, who has volunteered to actually print these angels, 1,000 angels, and the posters to be able to take them out into the corporate Barbados, right? So on the angel, it has prison fellowship, it has a telephone number on it, and it has the email address. There's a scripture here. John 15:12, it says, my command is to love each other as I have loved you. And then it has, whether it's a boy, the number, which is the number that corresponds to the child's name on the spreadsheet. And it has the age of the child so that the gift could correspond to the gender and to the age of the child. Now, these angels are given out to various institutions or various corporate Barbados. So let's say that somebody hears the program and Royal Bank or Scotia or Republic says, we'll take 50 angels. Okay, that is tallied on our spreadsheet. It's given the 50 angels, and you have a time frame with which to get back the gifts. So every individual angel is attached onto that particular gift, whether it's a boy or a girl, and corresponds to the age of the child. So the gift is age appropriate and gender appropriate. Toshiba has also said that they will print out a poster with some children's faces on the tree. And so we can take that into the, again, you know, in town, Woolworths, wherever, maybe amenable to doing it with an angel tree again, and people can actually buy gifts with the cards and leave them there. So their posters, Toshiba's also said that they will do these posters for us. We say the telephone number and the email address is on the angel itself. But if you want further information, when this program is aired, you can call 548-1112. And we'd be happy to give you any more information if you're interested in taking any of the angels into your business. The email address, which is very important, is PFB for Prison Fellowship Barbados, PFB92@live.com or live.com. PFB, short for Prison Fellowship Barbados, 92@live.com. We also want to take this opportunity to tell you about, this is a dream I've been discussing with Neil here, of having a session at a park in St. Thomas where we are in Box Spring, Fiddlewood Park, where we, before we've had sessions for outings for the children attached to the Prison Fellowship families and also children from children's homes. And we want to have an event there the first Saturday in December, where we bring on and have Christmas carols for the children. I don't want to say we're mimicking carols by candlelight, but it is really in my heart something to do. But for the children, you know, that really don't get to go to carols by candlelight, you know. So we want to do this. We're going to have pop-up shops where people could come and market their local stuff and also have angels at that pop-up shop, so that people could come and maybe buy gifts, and those shops would also benefit from sales. So this is an event we're planning. It's going to be at Fiddlewood Park on the first Saturday in December, and we'll be putting out more information on that on the social media and getting the children. We're aiming to have at least 600 children out there with their families, with corporate Barbados in support of how we can do this for the children. And they can come with their families too. Because to be very honest, when you see these children running about and playing, you can't tell. When you see a child, you can't tell if this child is a child of an inmate or your children. We want to do this for them to show them that they are loved and they can enjoy Christmas like any other child.
Mm-hmm. And the first Saturday in December is December the 3rd. It's That's also right. United Nations Day for People with Disabilities. So, you know. That's yes, wonderful. Let's really bring the children out that they can celebrate and feel as though they belong, that they are a part of our communities and our Barbados.
You know that we work together with Barnard, so we will also
invite
all the members. They come and join us. You've got no problem with that.
We're hoping that we could make this an annual event. Just like people in Barbados look out for carols by candlelight. You have their people bring gifts and they have a box there. Many years, many of us have gone there. We want to do this for the children every December come from now. We want to launch this. So I really appreciate any type of hope you can give to us, increase the awareness out there of what we can be doing on the 3rd of December. And it's going to be from 12 all the way through to 8 o'clock. So you'll have time to come, enjoy your family, singing. It's just going to be lovely. It's just going to be lovely. The children enjoy themselves. There's going to be food. You know, everybody's going to benefit because we're going to invite people to come where the families who can afford it can support them. And we're not charging for people to come for the pop-up shops to the area. We're not charging for them to come and locate. So people can buy gifts to there for the children, bring their gifts, you know. So this is part of an extension of outreach for the Angel Tree to be able to get gifts more for the children and for the children to enjoy Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Now, Neil, I know that this is just one of the programs the Prison Fellowship does. And July, August, you would have also hosted children from the community, the surrounding environments of where Prison Fellowship is located in Carrington Village, as well as the children of inmates at your summer camp. How was that experience?
The summer camp was awesome. The children really had a good time. We had some good tours. And it was awesome. They're already asking about next year. But, you know, we give God thanks for our volunteers. And I remember on the last program, we had Sister Rachel from Give Back Student. Mm-hmm. She's the one that organized our summer camp. And she worked beyond the call of her hours that she gets for her Give Back. She just worked tirelessly with her staff. And she did a marvelous job. And the children are all excited about coming back next year. So we give God thanks. And the numbers were limited because of the restrictions that were there at the time.
Yes.
But Lord willing, hopefully next year we won't have any restrictions and we'll be able to have more children. But I must say the children were grateful, and I want to thank all that helped, sponsored, donated. It was a wonderful summer with the children, and it really made our Carrington Village headquarters come alive with all these children running around and singing, and it was awesome.
Great. So, Dr. Corbin and Neil, what are some of the future plans? What are some of the goals you have set now for 2023 and beyond?
I'm glad you asked that question, because prior to COVID, we had just launched, and we were talking about this morning, our children's section, where we were having like dance training and computer classes and all these things for the children of inmates and the children in the area, like resume writing and all that. We were trying to do things that would help them. So now that the restrictions have been somewhat lifted, we're going to revisit those for next year, speak to our tutors, get them back on board, get our children ready. And Lord willing, come January, we want to start our after-school programs and our training sessions. So again, the children will be benefit from it and help to equip them to become productive members of the society and contribute to the society.
Also, if I may add to what Neil has just said, you know, once we start these programs in January, we're going to need a lot of volunteers. Neil has been able to organize, in the last two events, we've had volunteers from the medical school, right? American Medical School. And we had 15 or 16 of them out there this year helping with the children. And this is an American medical school. What's happening to all our local schools, the UV, you know? And so, you know, although students from university does come to the center and do give back. So we need more volunteers. The thing is, it's not just about the Angel Tree. This is an ongoing thing that happens here at the Prison Fellowship, you know?
Right.
We need volunteers to help with the homework program.
Soup kitchen.
We need volunteers to help with the dancing, teaching them to swim, teaching them everyday skills, how to lay a table, you know, things that will help them just to be aware that this is how you do stuff, you know. So these are programs we have in mind. We also want to start an agriculture program with them too. These are things that are really for 2023 we're looking at. Also, if when you're putting it out, again, I'm the one who's here trying to network, trying to get monies to come in. Any checks you want to give to the Prison Fellowship can be made out to the Prison Fellowship Barbados. That's the account, Prison Fellowship Barbados. So you may be listening. You may not be able to volunteer. You may not be able to give for Christmas. You may not be able to do something, but you can donate a check to Prison Fellowship Barbados. Okay, and it will be acknowledged. You'll get a formal receipt for it.
Also, at Christmas, we don't want to just give children gifts. We give them a food hamper. So again, we're looking for donations of items that we could put into a food hamper to give these children along with the gift, because it's easy to give a child a gift and they don't have any food. No. It doesn't make any sense.
No. This is so important, Neil, because sometimes I'm reminded of the passage in the Bible that speaks about going to speak to someone about Christ, but yet not looking at their other needs. Absolutely. So yes, we need to look at the spiritual needs, but we also need to look at the physical needs of the individual. So food is essential and it's pretty costly these days. So, you know, it's important.
Anyway, because remember that when Jesus had the crowd and he just had them for lunch, he had the loaves and the fishes and he multiplied them so that the whole crowd could eat. Sometimes I believe we at Prison Fellowship,
do the same
with our loaves of fishes. Wow. Because you'd be surprised to see how things just work out and everything is working. So we want to give God thanks for all those that support us I mean, not gonna start calling names because we might miss somebody out and then people would not be happy.
But yes, we don't want to do that. Yes. General, huge thank you to everybody.
Everyone, that's
thank
right.
To everyone.
Yes.
I'm so glad also that, you know, we're talking about scripture here, you know, but the scripture that really comes to me as we are talking is, if it is your power to help someone, you should.
Yes.
Your power to help someone, you should.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter the size of it, but if it's in your power to do it, to help someone in your time, in your service, in what you do, whatever, you should. It's a wonderful fellowship out here. It's a wonderful thing to do. When you see the children, they don't have anything hanging over their heads. They're just children. They're just
correct.
Children.
And we need to,
you know?
Yes. And we need to build confidence in our children because negativity is so thick surrounding us. We really need to give the children and their parents the encouragement, the strength to build the confidence to know that I am worthy, I am valuable, and I too can also contribute to my own society, to my family, and move us from one level to the next level.
That's right.
I always think of it in the fact that among these children might be the next great leader for Barbados.
Absolutely.
And we've got to help, we've got to help more of them.
Of course, of course. So, Dr. Corbin, it really has been a pleasure chatting with you and Mr. Dowden about the Prison Fellowship of Barbados, the work you do, the work you're aiming to do, the support you receive, and of course, the additional support you're looking to attract as you move forward in doing more work for the gems of our island, our children, and by extension, their families. Because we want to have stable families. We want to have families that are functioning in the best way possible, because it then leads to a beautiful society. Any final words from you, Dr. Corbin? Yeah. Neil?
All I would say is that you're missing out if you don't contribute to this particular outreach. You're really missing out. This is a valuable, very self-satisfying. The presence of God is in this place. Believe me. When you see what you see, what they do here, you know, you want to say, why didn't I know about this before?
Right.
So this is something that you really, really want to contribute to. It's not only you blessing others, you're actually blessing yourself. You feel
correct.
Good being here.
Okay. Neil, your final words.
Just want to thank all of Barbados that support us. And I'm going to be so good as to thank those that are going to get on board, because we look forward to a lot more getting on board as we work, because you know what? We want our prison population to decrease. So we
yes.
do everything that we can to help these young people. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank
well,
you.
Well, thank you both for sharing with us. You have been listening to Visions with me, Yudley Wickham-Ashby, and my special guest today, Neil Dowden and Dr. Anne Corbin from the Prison Fellowship Barbados. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 or on 1-246-430-7300. You can also email at visionsbarbados@gmail.com. That's visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And you can listen to this and past episodes by going to the VOB92.9 website and listen back. So until next week, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Ciao.